This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump announced Friday that Mick Mulvaney, the current director of the federal government's Office of Management and Budget, will take over as his acting chief of staff after the departure of General John Kelly at the end of the year. We get the details from AP's Mike Gracia.
After a choppy process that saw at least two candidates bow out, President Donald Trump has settled on White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney as his new chief of staff. Mulvaney will replace John Kelly, who departs after serving as chief of staff for more than a year. President Donald Trump announced the move in a tweet Friday afternoon. In making the announcement, Trump said Mulvaney will be his acting chief of staff. Trump wanted to replace Kelly with Nick Ayers, the chief of staff for Vice President Mike Pence, but Ayers withdrew from consideration at the last minute. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie pulled out of consideration earlier Friday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
An investigation has been launched into the death of a 7-year-old girl in the custody of Border Patrol agents after she was picked up along a remote stretch of the U.S.-Mexico border. We get details from AP's Rita Foley.
The 7-year-old girl from Guatemala was found with her father and dozens of other immigrants near Lordsburg, New Mexico. She suffered seizures, appeared to be in shock, and apparently had not had anything to eat or drink in days, according to federal officials. She had a fever of almost 106. U.S. border agents airlifted her to an El Paso, Texas hospital where she died. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen offered her sympathies and told the Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends,
"This is just a very sad example of the dangers of this journey. This family chose to cross illegally."
There'll be an autopsy to find out exactly what killed the little girl. I'm Rita Foley.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.